Welcome back to the Zcash podcast. I'm Neo, joined by Trinity, and we are diving deep into the Zcash network metrics for January 17th, 2026. Yesterday presented some major volatility, particularly in privacy flows. Today, we see stabilization in some sectors, but a truly remarkable surge in transferred value.
That surge is where we have to start, Neo. Looking at the raw throughput, the scale shift is profound. We saw total ZEC transferred jump to over 2.35 million ZEC, equating to nearly a billion USD transferred, 969 million specifically. This is a 2.6 times increase over yesterday's volume.
Exactly. The sheer magnitude of this transfer volume, nearly $1 billion, must be scrutinized against the transaction count data. Interestingly, the total number of transactions actually decreased compared to yesterday, and so did the raw count of whale category transactions, falling from 639 to 552.
So we have fewer individual large transfers, but a colossal increase in the total value moved. This suggests that the 552 transactions categorized as whale activity today had an exceptionally high average ZEC value per transaction. It looks like a small number of extremely large, high-value positional movements occurred on the transparent side of the chain.
That is the core takeaway regarding throughput. These were consolidation or movement events of significant institutional or whale capital, dwarfing the daily average flows. Moving on to network health, we must briefly touch on the transaction fees, which continue to exhibit anomalous behavior, though less severe than yesterday.
Yesterday, we tracked a maximum transaction fee over $2 million. Today, that max fee drops significantly to about $165,686, which is still astronomically high relative to the median fee, which remains firmly anchored at the standard rate of 0.04 USD.
The persistence of a highly elevated average fee, $203 today, despite a minimal median fee, confirms that these very large value transfers are being accompanied by non-standard fee structures, likely bespoke or high-priority payments, rather than standard network congestion. The underlying cost for regular users is stable, but the network is processing costly, high-priority outlier transactions.
Now, let's pivot to the metrics we are most interested in, privacy. Yesterday, the massive negative net privacy flow indicated significant deshielding. What does the network look like today on the shielding front?
The landscape has dramatically normalized, Trinity. Yesterday's net privacy flow was negative 1,565 ZEC, primarily driven by mass deshielding. Today, we see the net privacy flow essentially stabilizing, clocking in at a slight positive, plus 35.3 ZEC.
That is an immense shift in network behavior in just 24 hours. Does this positive flow indicate new capital entering the shielded pool or just the end of yesterday's massive distribution event?
It strongly suggests the latter, the completion or temporary cessation of that large distribution phase we monitored. While the total ZEC shielded today was still robust at 1,037 ZEC, the amount deshielded was very close to that inflow, resulting in near equilibrium. The stabilization confirms that the extreme selling pressure or capital reallocation signaled by yesterday's large deshielding activity has largely dissipated.
We should also mention the participation rate. The percentage of transactions that utilize the shielded pools slipped slightly, moving from 3.67% yesterday down to 3.21% today, alongside a drop in the absolute shielded transaction count from 228 to 177.
Correct. And looking at the size of these shielded transactions, we see an interesting increase in the size of the shielded inputs and outputs. The median absolute shielded value delta jumped from roughly 2.5 ZEC yesterday to 3.9 ZEC today. This means that while fewer users might have been shielding, those who were utilized the privacy layer for larger average amounts. This implies a segment of users still prioritizing the privacy layer for mid-sized capital movements.
So, to synthesize the day's activity on January 17th, we see a massive spike in transparent throughput, likely due to high-value whale transactions that are exceptionally large but fewer in number. Simultaneously, the privacy metrics indicate a return to stability after a significant capital distribution event yesterday, even if overall privacy utilization dipped slightly, in favor of those high-volume clear text transfers.
Precisely. The network stabilized its privacy flow, moving from major outflows to equilibrium, even as the transparent layer facilitated near-record high-value transfer volume. It's a classic sign of large strategic capital reallocations playing out primarily on the visible chain, while the shielded pool movements settled back into their normalized daily patterns.
A very informative read of the day's metrics. Thank you, Neo. That wraps up our analysis of the Zcash network activity for January 17th, 2026.
Thank you, Trinity. We'll be back tomorrow to track the continuation of these volume trends.